Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Leadership Training. There are 11 qualities that all good leaders share. If you want to train your people in leadership skills, then the training should include material covering the following attributes. 1. Leaders possess definiteness of purpose. There is no hope for the leader who lacks a clear sense of purpose. All leaders have this quality and could not function without it. Question: to what degree are you a person with a clear sense of purpose? Are you a goal-focused individual? 2. Leaders possess excellent communication skills. Most leaders need to be able to communicate their message to others who are going to do the work necessary to make the goal a reality. Therefore, leaders need to be able to articulate their message in clear and unambiguous terms. Question: to what degree are you an excellent communicator? 3. Leaders possess personal initiative. Personal initiative means that you take the actions that cause an effect. You are not simply responding to the prevailing circumstances and other people's actions. All leaders make waves. They are not merely buffeted by them. Question: to what degree are you a person of personal initiative? 4. Leaders possess planning skills. Most people don't plan very far ahead. Instead, they just go with the flow. But all leaders plan. They plan diligently. You'll see them poring over their plans late into the night. They plan their days. They plan their nights. They plan their presentations. They've got big plans for the future. Question: to what degree do you have big plans for the future? 5. Leaders are action-orientated. Leaders don't just plan, they put the plans into action. Many people have plans that they don't put into action. Do you know people who've got diet plans they don't follow? Who've got exercise plans they don't do? Question: to what degree are you a doer? Leaders are learners. Leaders are keen to extend their knowledge bank. Leaders love to learn. Most people don't like to learn, study, ponder, and think. The majority of people are more interested in entertaining their minds than educating it. Leaders want to know more because they know that they can earn more if they learn more. Question: to what degree are you engaged in continuous learning and study? Leaders are motivated. Leaders find it easier to motivate themselves because they have taken the preceding steps. They are focused on a goal and they have a plan and they have knowledge. They are motivated to achieve. Many people are more demotivated than motivated. Apathetic. Do you know anyone who is more apathetic than motivated? To what degree are you motivated, and to what degree are you apathetic? Leaders possess a keen sense of justice. Good leaders are concerned with ethics, what is right and what is wrong. What is good practice and what is poor practice? What is fair and what is unfair? Many people are pragmatic. They do whatever works. They say, if you can't be good, be careful. But great leaders are concerned with justice and fairness. Question: to what degree are you just and fair in your dealings with others? Leaders are adaptive. They stick to their goals and principles, but they don't get stuck on one particular plan of action or method of approach. If new technology is introduced, then they adopt it. If new knowledge is discovered, then they use it. They don't get stuck in a rut. Leaders believe in adaption and evolutionary change. Question: to what degree are you stuck in a rut? And to what degree do you believe in evolutionary change? Leaders are persistent. Leaders don't give in until they've achieved the object of their desires. They will stick at the task for years, decades. Most people want instant gratification. They want to lose 7 pounds in 7 days. They want to see instant results. So they plant a seed on Monday and dig it up on Tuesday to see what's wrong with it. Leaders can play a longer game. Question: to what degree are you persistent? Leaders are rare. Most people are not leaders. Why not? Two reasons. One, they've never given the issue of leadership any serious thought. And two, even if they have, they don't make the necessary changes in their character that would qualify them as a leader. So two questions. Have you ever given the issue of leadership any serious thought? Are you willing to make the necessary changes in your character to qualify yourself as a leader? Thank you.